You're listening to episode 52 of the 360 Vegas podcast. Visit the blog at 360vegaspodcast.com or send us an email at 360vegaspodcast@gmail.com.
Day after tomorrow, gentlemen, we'll be in Las Vegas.
Welcome to Vegas.
Las Vegas functions on a 24-hour-a-day schedule.
The casino.
Big volcano out in front.
That's the Eiffel Tower.
Bellagio.
Riviera.
The Mirage.
Flamingo.
Sahara.
The MGM Grand.
This isn't the real Caesar's Palace, is it?
I want to gamble.
They always put the machines that pay off the most right in the front.
Good luck.
The Strip is just the most amazing stretch of road, I think, probably anywhere in the world.
Kicking ass in Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby.
Welcome to Las Vegas.
Actually, I didn't go to bed till like 4:30.
Are you shitting me?
No.
Why?
No, I was just up and just checking out things online, just doing shit I haven't been able to do for the past couple months. Play some games. I don't have a class until tomorrow. I'm going to enjoy the weekend.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You earned it, man.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake. You're not kidding. At least when it comes to the show, you know, I do this out of passion. And, you know, the worst case scenario that ever happens is we don't put a show out for the week.
Or a segment is a little light or, you know, whatever.
Right. Yeah. But you've been under far more demanding stress.
Yeah, well, it's just, you know, like I said, I put a lot of it on myself because I don't want to settle. If I wanted B's and C's, it would be no problem. You know what I mean? But I don't want B's or C's. Like, I want to try to get 100 on everything I submit. So.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. So, and plus, I don't know. Like I said, I guess I feel just a different sense of pride because, you know, I'm paying for this. So if I don't do well, then I feel like I'm just wasting my own money. And that doesn't sit well with me.
You know, it's so amusing because I remember when I, right out of high school, went into college, and every time I would skip a class, I'd think about that. I'd be like, well, it's my fucking money. What does it matter? But you're such a naive idiot at 18 that you just don't comprehend it. Like, yes, asshole, you're literally just giving them money for nothing.
Right. Yeah. So, but this coming month, for July, I get a week off for the 4th of July. That's my summer break.
I get one week for good time.
Yeah. And then, and actually, Angela's parents are going to be here late on Saturday. So, and then I think her parents are here for 8. So,
this is all during your time off?
Yeah.
So much for time off.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay, though. I mean, you know, it might be a little different for you, Mark, but for me, I like seeing family. You're a little different with your family than I am with mine. Like, when my family comes down here, I'm like, oh, fuck, I want to hang out with them every second that they're here.
I completely know where you're coming from, because if I replace my family with you and Angela, totally get what you're saying. Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you were like, oh, you know, Brian's going to be in town for 10 days, I'm like, fuck, yes.
So that's kind of how it is for us. And I'm just kind of like, all I want to do is like see people that I don't get to see that often,
you know?
So, but yeah, so it's cool. And I'm actually happy that they're going to be here while I'm off of school because, you know, I get to actually enjoy the time. So.
Right. Well, good, man. You've earned it.
Yeah.
To say the least.
All right. So enough about me. Let's get into the show. What do you have for Random Vegas this week?
On October 10th, 1922, the color red hits 23 times in a row on a roulette wheel in Monte Carlo. If a player had a $1 bet and let it ride every time, the winnings would be $8,388,608.
Now, is that by today's money or by 1922's money? I'd have to think today's.
Yeah, you'd have to believe it's today.
Right.
But
that's huge.
Yeah. And we got that from Casino Player Magazine, and we got a story coming up today that inspired that random piece of Vegas information for you, but we'll get to that when we get into the show.
You're getting ahead of us.
I know. I'm getting eager.
You're jumping ahead.
I was very proud of myself. I'm like, we have a story, and I found a random Vegas that ties it in.
You know, yeah.
Look at me.
look at you indeed. And now we've got our Vegas Mate review of the week.
This week's review is Jay Hennessy's June 17th review of Brand Steakhouse at Monte Carlo. Gave it 5 out of 5 chips.
Yeah, Jay Hennessy wrote, "We ate here in March of 2012. The restaurant is open to the casino, but the design limits noise so you don't feel like you're in the casino. The ceiling is an interesting leather, which brings to mind a Western theme. The service was phenomenal. The waiter was on top of things. The steak was really good with homemade sauces to complement the steak. I would eat here again."
I'm really eager to eat at Brand, and I do love that space. It is quite unique.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And who doesn't like a fine piece of meat in their mouth?
That's right. I would question your sanity if you didn't.
Right, right. And let's move on to our Twit Pick of the Week winner.
This week's winner goes to friend of the show at Vegas Party Snops for a sweet picture of one of the most beautiful things you can see in Vegas, the Chandelier Indeed. Bar. This is one of the places that seems to have a candidate every week, but what's amazing about the Chandelier Bar is also what makes it so hard to photograph, and that's it's just absolutely massive. Now, at Vegas Party Stops did a really great job of capturing it in the best way you could from the angle that they were at. And if you haven't seen it, I group the Chandelier Bar right up there with the Fountains of Bellagio and the Mirage Volcano. You have to see it. It's absolutely amazing.
I agree. This is a spectacular picture, and I didn't even know that this angle for photographing it existed even.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know
it's
how
really
I did
good.
It.
I mean, I've walked around there for quite a while and tried to look for a good vantage point for a photo, but this is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, something that covers, it's like 2.5 floors. I mean, it's massive. It's so hard to really capture it. I even tried doing it with the photo synth, and you still can't really pull it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is good. So this is absolutely a worthy winner for Twit Pick of the Week.
Absolutely.
As always, we will link to it on our blog, put it up on our Flickr page, on our Facebook page, and it should be on the enhanced version of the podcast right now.
It is.
All right, let's get into the news. First item for this week is regarding Elaine Wynn suing for her right to sell shares of the Wynn Resort stock.
And to quote a friend of the show at Misnomer, Steve Wynn's got 99 problems, but a bit... Oh, wait. Yep, now she's a problem too. Vegas Inc. is reporting that, per a stockholders agreement, Steve Wynn, Kazuo Okada, and Elaine Wynn have restrictions placed on the shares they own in Wynn Resorts to keep key people in the company as majority owners and to prevent a flood of available stocks from hitting the market and potentially driving down the share price. Now, Elaine claims that when Wynn Resorts forcibly redeemed Okada's $2.7 billion in shares, it violated the point of the agreement and therefore the agreement shouldn't continue to restrict her ability to sell shares. Now, Elaine claims that she would like the ability to sell so that she can continue to support her various philanthropic endeavors. The stockholders' agreement has been in place since the company's inception and was amended per the divorce agreement between the two in 2012. Elaine Wynn owns 9.742 million in stock, or 9.7% of the company, and that is valued at over $1 billion.
Wow, that's a ton of money.
Yeah. Steve issued a statement saying that the filing is nothing more than a domestic issue resolved in family court that Ms. Wynn was now deciding to drag into a federal court due to her dissatisfaction with said resolution. Analysts say it has more to do with a sealed complaint Mr. Wynn filed in family court and the fact that Okada's countersuit had Elaine listed as a defendant.
Yeah, you'd hate to be on the end of that. Of that whole issue between Wynn and Okada.
You've just got to think, when you divorce a woman for the second time and marry some young piece of ass, at some point it's going to aggravate you.
Yeah, no, I would definitely think so.
So, good for her. I mean, I don't want to see Wynn fall into the kind of problems Mirage Resorts fell into, which then got them purchased, and I don't think anyone could argue that they aren't nearly the properties they were when Steve ran them. But
Agreed.
Yeah, there you go.
Moving on to our next story, Las Vegas Sun misreports roulette anomaly.
Yeah, this is the story we were talking about. The Las Vegas Sun reported this week, based off of a photo by pro poker player Jeff Romano, that a roulette wheel at Rio hit the number 19 seven straight times. Now, the odds of such a streak occurring are 3 billion to 1. Caesars was unaware of the event and therefore unable to comment at the time the Las Vegas Sun reported. However, Pulse of Vegas cleared this up after looking into the situation, and it turns out that it never happened. The streak of numbers was a glitch in the numeric display board, and the display boards are simply for players' convenience and entertainment, as Annie Up has taught us, because whatever happens, before has absolutely no relevance on what will happen next in roulette. So the display was simply malfunctioning and has since been fixed.
It's so easy to get sucked into what that board has on it, too, because, oh, shit, look, it's been red the last three times. It's got to be black now.
Well, it's absolutely gambler's fallacy. I mean, right. It's proven, that it works, and all of this is encouraging that fallacy.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I know I've been a victim of it.
I think we all have.
That display board is taking advantage of me.
Yes, and they get flashier and prettier as they come on. Have you seen the new ones? It looks like it's fucking TV.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. It's really cool. Next story, Fertitta Interactive's Ultimate Gaming is now ready for launch.
Fertitta Interactive's free play poker game was released Friday on Facebook. The Review Journal reports that their promotional campaign for it will begin July 7th during the UFC 148 pay-per-view event. Fertitta Entertainment LLC is also the parent company of Station Casinos and the UFC. They believe the online gaming market has a similar demographic as the UFC, hence the reason for the UFC being the official sponsor of Ultimate Gaming. Fertitta Interactive has also said that they're ready to launch the real money online poker as soon as Nevada regulators approve online gaming, which is expected to happen at the end of 2012.
You know, I was just talking with the wife yesterday about Facebook and how much it's exploded. Mm-hmm. And I was recalling when I first joined Facebook in 2005.
Right.
And it was the only way you could have a Facebook account is if you had a legitimate college email address.
Yeah, you're not the only person that's told me that. It's just so amazing how this went from being some simple college message board to now it's this fucking global social media giant.
Yeah, it's amazing. But yeah, this is pretty cool. I mean, we obviously all, I mean, I think we all knew that online gaming was going to be happening, but it's taking shape now, and it's pretty cool some of the things we're seeing already.
Yeah, I'm hoping we don't start in the, like, I just think about when they stereotypically come out with technology, I just keep thinking of this big clunky machine that, you know, once they start making mobile devices and, you know, you're allowed to play all over the place, it's like, can we just jump straight to the iPad types? I don't really need, like, you know, video poker with, you know, actual little buttons. And I just keep thinking about these little shitty LCD games like my grandfather has.
Yeah, like, yeah.
And I'm like, please don't do that.
That's how I polished my video poker skills.
I believe you.
On the little handheld poker. Moving on to our next story. Vegas Trippin' reports that Caesars is replacing Bradley Ogden's with a Gordon Ramsay gastro pub.
He's taken over Vegas, and I'm terrified by it, Brian.
Fucking asshat.
But plans call for equal parts dining room and bar separated by a wall of kegs stacked 11 high.
Wall of kegs.
Yes. See, and it's so difficult to hate him and yet love that idea.
Yeah, no, that's a really cool idea.
The theme will be London. It will feature a Buckingham room and a telephone bar. Total capacity is scheduled to be 292, and the pub will include an open casino patio. No info on when the grand opening will be, but Bradley Ogden's is scheduled to close August 5th after 10 years at the property. You ever gone to Bradley Ogden's?
I have not.
Yeah. I just got into fancy food.
Yeah, you're new to that. You're new to that world of eatery, type of eatery. I'm an idiot. Downtown revenues are up 25%. Tell us more about this.
$48 million is the number the RJ is reporting for April 2012, which is 25% up from the previous year. Dr. Dave warns that it has more to do with how long it takes to get the P&Ls to compare against the revenue, as well as having the last few days of March included in the calculation, but downtown's revenues are growing. I mean, just not at 25%. Now, regardless, over the past 4 months, downtown is averaging 8.9% growth compared to the Strip's 5.7. New developments, renovations, and attractions are considered to be the main reason. You know, I also think it's because it's about, what, a quarter of the size?
Sure. Yeah, no, I would say that absolutely has something to do with it.
So, but yeah, well done. You know what's really weird? That we celebrate when a property starts doing better and they're really in the red. And essentially we're celebrating that we're all starting to lose again a lot.
That's basically what it comes down to, right? Because we know that most of that money is coming from gaming. So.
Right. They're like, yay, everybody wants to give them their money again. This is great. Right. It's good for all.
Yeah, why not? I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I don't bet much, so I don't have an opportunity to lose much.
Right. As you and I have been mocked for doing, we only
drop. Who's really winning here?
That's right. Exactly.
So take that. Moving on, Da Vinci exhibit at Venetian is opening.
This looks really cool. I think I'm going to go check this out. The grand opening of Da Vinci the Genius exhibition at Venetian opened this week. Vegas Chatter shared their experience of the exhibit, which is said to have the most comprehensive collection of Da Vinci's work ever created. The attraction can be found just off the lobby and is a mixture of artifacts and exhibits spanning 5 rooms. Items range from items you can actually interact with and items that, of course, are hands-off. You can see various Da Vinci inventions as well as learn secrets behind the famous paintings, the Mona Lisa, and the Last Supper. The exhibit is scheduled to run daily from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. through October 15th. Tickets are $25 for adults, $23 for seniors or military. $20 for Nevada residents and $18 for children under 12.
Pretty cool. I think Da Vinci's life story and some of the things he's done is interesting.
Yeah, I mean, and when you had the whole Da Vinci Code and whatnot, I mean, it's granted that's a lot of fiction mixed in with some fact, but it's still, you know, I'd say that curiosity is still out there for the majority of people. I mean, it's definitely in me.
Sure, I would agree. Yeah. I would agree with that.
So yeah, I might do that. As we have learned, I will not commit to shit when it comes to what I do in Vegas.
Very wise. Staying on Venetian, Madame Tussauds unveils Leonardo DiCaprio figure.
Access Vegas reported that in the spirit of DiCaprio's environmental activist endeavors, the figure was created with environmentally friendly materials and processes. The head was created from natural clay and beeswax containing an organic pigment. All design materials were recycled upon completion of the project, and the work was done exclusively by hand and with daylight, making the effort to use environmentally friendly forms of transportation to the studio, such as cycling and public transportation during the project, were done as well. That sounds like a lot of money to go out of the way. I like how, you know, it's kind of in that spirit, but I wonder how much more that cost.
Yeah, I don't know. I know nothing about any of that. So
listen, what kind of dick I sound like? I don't give a fuck if it destroys the planet. You know, I want convenience and cheap.
Well, we've grown accustomed to having those, Mark.
Right.
Crazy Horse 2 may open again.
The city council approved an exception to land use rules that will allow topless dancing and booze to continue at Crazy Horse 2 should it open again. Now, Crazy Horse 2 was closed in 2007 after multiple incidents at the property forced the city to pull its license and place such restrictions. The most infamous of all transgressions by the property was in a 2001 incident in which a patron was beaten over a bar tab dispute, breaking his neck and leaving him paralyzed.
It's a little extreme.
Yeah, a bit. The approval was made under the assumption a $1.4 million donation would be made to the city in addition to the fine levied against the owners of a similar amount. Now, Nevada Councilman Bob Coffin has proposed an ordinance that would give some, if not all, of the money to Kirk Henry, the paralyzed patron. A lawsuit filed by Henry awarded him $10 million. However, he says he's only seen about $1 million of that settlement. Odds of Mr. Coffin's efforts coming to fruition are not good.
Wow. What a fucked up situation to be in there, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot more to the story. Of course, we have a link to it on the blog that the writer actually likened the Crazy Horse 2 to the Sopranos strip joint. Just a bunch of...
the bada bing?
Yeah, just a bunch of thugs in their own little world, and apparently things like this were pretty common, which is, wow.
Pretty fucked up.
Yeah, I guess it's still Vegas and it's still the Wild West in some ways.
Yeah. And moving on to our final story, Las Vegas Sands is suing a British website for likeness rights.
Yeah, it's not actually likeness rights, but Vegas Inc. is reporting the French language site LasVegasSandsCorp.com is using the Las Vegas Sands name to drive traffic to their site and is misrepresenting their brand. The site has what are believed to be click-through revenue links as well as descriptions of a few clubs and hotels. Las Vegas Sun also reported that Stratosphere has filed a similar suit this week with a different company. That is exactly what this site is doing. I took a look at it, and it really just looks like a domain squatter who is trying to make some money while they wait for their hopeful big payout. But it's pretty clear that that's, you know, they just threw this blog together, added some links, and they haven't been back since.
It's funny. I just took a law class, and we specifically covered the whole likeness, and pretty funny to see this actually happening now.
Well, you and I are victims of it. I mean, now granted, this happened prior to our existence, but somebody thought that at some point 360 Vegas would be a domain that they want, and somebody's got it. They've been squatting it. They've offered it to whoever wants it for multiple thousands of dollars, and I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You know, you're a guy who doesn't have a good fucking idea, so you're going, somebody else might come up with something for this. I'm just going to hold on to it and hopefully make my payday. It's like, you know what? Eat a dick.
Yeah. Fortunately, we're a podcast, and it makes sense to integrate the word podcast into our URL. So,
oh, yeah. I'm sure we haven't been hurt by it. And thankfully, searches like Google are able to direct people. If they only put 360 Vegas in there, they're still going to find us.
Right. Exactly. So. Exactly.
Go fuck yourself, sir.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
That's going to conclude the news segment. We do have some prop bets for you. If you're not familiar, prop bets are just bits and pieces of info, not full-blown news stories, but just some things we wanted to cover with you. The first of which, Caesar's 4th of July fireworks will actually be done on Saturday, July 7th. That show is expected to start at 9:15 p.m.
What do you think of that?
I'm fine with it. I mean, you know, I go to Disney all the time during the holidays, and I watch them film the Christmas Day parade like 3 weeks in advance. So,
do they really do it that far in advance? I didn't know that.
Yep.
All right, well, there you go. Circus Circus announced this week that Slots of Fun just added 4 new pay-operated pool tables. What?
Pay-operated pool tables.
Yeah, you know what? I really like the idea of being inventive and giving you a unique experience, but I've got to think that there's got to be a better way to utilize that space.
Yeah, I don't know. Hooters announced the opening of Sticks and Stones Tattoos, located poolside at the property. It's going to be open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then on Friday and Saturday from 10 a.m. to midnight.
Vegas Shatter is reporting that Javier's Mexican Cantina will be opening at Aria this August in the space formerly occupied by Union.
That sounds kind of like a weird restaurant to open in Aria, doesn't it?
It does. You would think that it would have some, you know, out there static name or something, some... Mm-hmm. You know, the hot pepper or some shit. Like, actually, even that sounds like something you'd find in a mall. But
right,
I agree with you. It doesn't, like, you don't think of...
It seems out of place.
Yeah, you don't think of Aria and Javier's in the same place.
Right.
Yeah.
Moving on. Caesar's Arena proposal encountered another setback due to some wording issues and has been returned to the lower courts to fix.
Robin Leach is reporting that Playboy Radio's morning show will be broadcasting live from the various topless pools in Vegas starting this Sunday through Thursday. Plans include Caesar's Palace, Mandalay Bay, Mirage, and Rio.
A complete renovation on all public areas at the Four Seasons at Mandalay Bay are scheduled to begin in October, with a planned finished in January of 2013.
Vegas Tripping did a really nice article on the state of things at LVH. While much hasn't changed other than the debranding and the refocus on value, one item we wanted to bring to your attention is that you only have until July 15th to turn in any Las Vegas Hilton chips for cash or to turn them into LVH chips. After that, they just become valueless souvenirs.
Both Bally's and IGT were approved for the nation's first interactive gaming licenses, giving both the approval to provide systems casinos can use to run online poker websites within state lines.
Vegas Inc. is reporting that British bookmaker William Hill was unanimously approved for a gaming license by the Nevada Gaming Commission. This will allow them to purchase 3 Nevada companies, giving William Hill 55% of the state's sportsbook. Most notably among the acquisitions would be Leroy's Horse and Sports and Lucky Sportsbook.
Surf the Musical, featuring the music of the Beach Boys, is delaying its opening at Planet Hollywood from Friday, June 22nd to Wednesday, June 27th.
Former VIP host at Caesar's Palace Nightclub, Pure, admitted to not reporting thousands in tips on their federal tax return in 2006. Kelly Dahl. I'm surprised that Kelly wasn't more forthcoming on her returns. Yeah, right. But Kelly Dahl pleaded guilty and is now awaiting sentence, which could be up to 18 months in prison.
And finally, a Vegas Tripping reader noted that Encore lost one of its 5 diamond ratings on AAA's site, despite the description referring to it having the 5 diamonds.
Yeah, my guess is this is just a glitch.
Yeah, I doubt it. I doubt it lost a diamond at all. So that's going to do it for news and prop bets. Let's move on to Playing Vegas. For those of you unfamiliar, Playing Vegas is the portion of our show where we discuss upcoming performances and acts outside of the normal residencies that will be occurring within the next week. Starting off the list for this week, Monday, Karate Kid is this week's dive-in movie at the Boulevard Pool at Cosmopolitan. Doors for that open at 7 p.m. as per usual, with the show starting at 8. Admission is free and snacks and drinks are available for purchase.
Thursday through Sunday, Gilbert Gottfried is performing at the Riviera. Show starts at 10:30 p.m. Tickets are $53 to $76, or you can go to our blog, click on half price tickets, and get them for half that.
On Friday, Hank Williams Jr. is at M Resort. The show is going to start at 9 p.m. with tickets ranging from $80 to $103.
Friday and Saturday, Ultimate Stones, the Rolling Stones tribute band, is performing at the LVH. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets run $10 to $20. And Martin Short is at the Mirage. Show starts at 10 p.m. Tickets run $40 to $60.
Moving on to Saturday, Will.i.am is guest DJ at Encore Beach Club. That show is going to start at 2 p.m. Tickets will be $34 for ladies, $46 for guys. Also on Saturday, Summerland featuring Everclear, Sugar Ray, Gin Blossom, Lit, and Marcy Playground are at Mandalay Beach. That show is going to start at 8 p.m. with tickets being $47. And finally, Chelsea Lately comedians Chris Frangiola, Jen Kirkman, and Brad Wallach are at the Golden Nugget. That show is going to start at 9 p.m. and tickets will range from $27 to $53. That's going to do it for Playing Vegas. Let's move on to slots. This week for our slot segment, we're going to give you a review on WMS Gaming's Aladdin and the Magic Quest, which is a 40-line, 5-reel video slot available in both penny and nickel denominations. For the penny machine, the minimum bet is 40 credits with a max of 400. The nickel machine has a 20-credit minimum with a 100-credit max. It offers either a 750,000-credit top award or a wide-area progressive jackpot. Aladdin introduces the Sensory Immersion 2.0 motion chair, which not only offers surround sound speakers and a rumble seat, but the chair actually moves during two of the three bonus games and is aligned perfectly with what is going on in the game. Regardless if you are playing minimum or max credit, it does not affect the ability or frequency of the bonus rounds that utilize the Sensory Immersion motion chair.
I don't think I'm exaggerating by saying this is probably the most excited I've ever been for a slot.
Yeah, it's kind of cool because it almost feels like a ride at the same time, somewhat. Not that saying me calling it a ride is obviously an exaggeration, but versus just sitting there, you know, doing nothing but looking at the screen, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm super, super excited about this. And thankfully, WMS Gaming once again gave us pretty much unprecedented access to information on this game so we can get to share this with you. But let's continue on. For those of you that suffer from motion sickness, fear not. Before you begin the game, you have the option of choosing how intense you would like the ride experience to be. In addition, you are also able to adjust or turn off said intensity while in-game. You can find these options on the bottom left of the screen.
The base game has 5 magic features that are randomly triggered at any time. Aladdin's Wilds changes all Aladdin symbols into wilds and pays at 2 times. The Scatter Pay awards any win as a Scatter Pay. Win Multiplier will take all wins and apply a 5, 10, 15, or 25 times to them. Wild Reels turns 1 up to all 5 reels wild. And Instant Bonus, which is self-explanatory.
Let's start talking about bonus rounds. 3 scattered genie lamp bonus symbols trigger the bonus round. You start off entering a cave with a waterfall and 3 doors above it representing the 3 bonus rounds available. You must choose from 10 enchanted stones to determine which bonus you will play.
Then we have the Mystical Spins bonus. This is a free spin bonus. You have a 3 in 10 chance of picking this bonus. The game takes place in front of the same waterfall where you selected which bonus game you'd play. You are given 10 free spins with all wins paid at a 2 or 4 times multiplier. During the free spin bonus, you have the opportunity to win additional spins should you get another 3 scattered genie lamp bonus symbols.
Next is Aladdin's Magical Flight bonus, and this makes full use of the Sensory Immersion chair as it flies through the Arabian City on a magic carpet while it's under attack. You have a 4 in 10 chance of picking this bonus game. The bonus begins with a brief story about how the genie has been terrorizing Aladdin City, hence the reason for the quest. During the flight, you will be asked to select from a collection of items ranging from scorpions, cherubs, arcs, and henchmen. Your selection will determine if you move on in the bonus round, as well as win credits, multipliers, or trigger the sky bonus.
The sky bonus is a bonus within a bonus. Here you touch the lamp to determine which diamond will be selected. The goal is to avoid the fireballs, which selected lamps turn into after they've been chosen. Diamonds award increases in value with the more that you collect. The sky bonus continues until you select all of the diamonds or land on a fireball.
And big one, Clash of the Genie bonus. Here you also enjoy the Sensory Immersion chair while you fly into battle with the genie on the magic carpet. The goal is to find the princess. To do this, you need to disarm the genie's armor by selecting various jewels located on the armor. Each piece of armor removed increases the odds of finding and rescuing the princess, which awards you 100 times credit multiplier bonus. You have a 2 in 10 chance of selecting this round.
Again, the bonus starts with a brief story about how Aladdin has discovered the genie's lair and will do battle with him to save the princess. The 4 pieces of armor are located on the genie's wrists, chest, and forehead. Select a piece of armor you'd like to attack, and Aladdin will use magic to freeze the genie. This will give you the chance to select from a collection of gems located on the armor. The gems will award you either credits, a advance you further in the bonus and destroy the armor, or find the genie lamp. The lamp will reduce the number of gems to choose from on the genie's armor and increase your odds of finding the princess.
Each additional piece of armor you defeat applies a credit multiplier to every credit award selected during the battle. The more pieces of armor you defeat, the higher the multiplier, up to 4 times. Defeating all 4 pieces of the genie's armor gives you the best chance to find the princess, ending the bonus round and sending the genie back into the lamp.
The progressive jackpot is won when 5 progressive symbols appear on 1 line at max bet. We want to give a special thanks to WMS Gaming again for giving us access to all the information we wanted for this review. They've been extremely supportive of us, and we can't thank them enough for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much, WMS Gaming. It's awesome working with you guys.
Yep, check out 360VegasSlots.com for these details, as well as a video of the game in action.
Yep.
Accompanying our slot review, we've got some information regarding a slot tournament. It's Tropicana's Priscilla Queen of the Slot Tournament. That's going to be taking place on Sunday, September 9th. Registration is going to be at 11 a.m. Tournament is limited to the first 250 players, so if you're going to be there and you're interested, make sure you act quickly on that. Entry fee is $5, 10 minutes per round. First place is $1,000 in free slot play, plus Tropicana's Vegas getaway package. Second place is $500 in free slot play. Third and fourth place is $200 in free slot play. And then fifth place is $100 in free slot play. To secure your spot, check out the link on the blog for the phone number regarding more information.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to do it for slots and our slot tournament info. Let's move on to Vegas deals. Vegas Deals is the segment of our show where we discuss various ways and share with you opportunities for you to save some money during or on your next trip to Vegas. The first item for this week's Vegas Deals segment, free Vegas shows. We've got some information on that. Vegas Chatter got together a list of all the shows you can see after you lose your mind and your bankroll. We won't share the whole list here, but some of the highlights include Book and Stage at Cosmopolitan, various artists, dates, and times. Check that out. Bill's Gambling Hall, they have Blues Brothers Reborn on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Saturdays from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Bellagio's Petrosian Lounge has live piano music almost all day. And then again, for the complete list, check out the blog or the link on the enhanced version of the podcast.
The Las Vegas Advisor reported that for the 4th of July, Donnie and Marie will be doing a show at 4 p.m. in addition to their regular 7:30 show. On July 3rd, they will offer $25 main floor seats to locals.
Mondays are Rock, Paper, Scissors night at PBR Rock Bar. You play against the staff for 50% off of your tab from 9 o'clock until close.
Can I say, that's such a simple, clever idea.
It is. Yeah. It sounds fun, too.
Yeah. CouponsInVegas.com has a lot of discount offers for members and non-members alike. However, non-members still need to supply their email address to be able to download the various coupons they have.
Welcoming and all the spam that's gonna ensue.
Available for all are items like 4 free balcony seats to Nathan Burton or Jeff Civilico. Member offers include 20% off of Dig This Las Vegas or 2-for-1 breakfast buffet at South Point.
Access Vegas reported for Independence Day, American Burger Works at Excalibur will offer their first meal combo throughout the month of July. It's called the All-American and consists of a half-pound cheeseburger, a strawberry, vanilla, or chocolate milkshake, and Belgian fries. As always at ABX, you get to choose from their 15 different dipping sauces.
Tacos and Tequila will celebrate the 4th with a 100-ounce frozen flagpole daiquiri. It will consist of red strawberry daiquiri, white pina colada, and blue coconut banana, served in a 3-foot souvenir cup. Cost is $35. Refills will cost $25, as well as your blood sugar.
El Cortez offers their summer beer garden. You can find discount offers on booze, as well as craft beers, music, and food by Sausage Fest.
Yes. That's how you get me to attend.
Absolutely. You check out these and all the deals we report on the show at 360VegasDeals.com. That's going to do it for deals, so let's move on to coming attractions. Coming attractions is the segment of our show where we discuss upcoming acts and performances outside of the normal residencies further down in the future to help you plan for your trip. First one for this week's show, Fiona Apple is coming to the joint at Hard Rock Saturday, July 15th. That show's going to start at 8 p.m. and tickets will be $91.
Tony Bennett is coming to the Coliseum at Caesars Palace Saturday, September 1st. Show starts at 7:30. Tickets run $60 to $200.
Tickets for Zarkana, the Cirque show replacing Viva Elvis over at Aria, are on sale now. The first performance is scheduled for November 1st.
Morrissey is performing at the Chelsea at Cosmopolitan Friday, November 23rd. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $85.
Lost Prophets are coming to the House of Blues at Mandalay Bay on Sunday, August 12th. That show is going to start at 6, and tickets will be $26.
The Oak Ridge Boys are performing at the Golden Nugget Friday and Saturday, July 6th and 7th, and Tuesday and Wednesday, December 11th and 12th. Their show is going to start at 8 p.m. Tickets run $32 to $87.
B.B. King's at the Mirage will debut Lucille's Dueling Pianos Thursday, July 5th. Dueling Pianos will perform at B.B. King's every Thursday through Saturday from 10 p.m. until 2 a.m. Admission will be $5 on Thursdays, $10 on Fridays and Saturdays.
Half-off tickets to the Fright Dome at Circus Circus Adventure Dome will be on sale on July 13th only for the opening weekend visiting September 29th and 30th. Wow, that's planning ahead.
Yeah, it really is. And finally for this week, Flo Rida and B.O.B. are performing at Mandalay Bay on Saturday, July 7th. That show is going to start at 7:30 with tickets being $138. Don't forget you can find links to purchase tickets to these and all the artists we report on our coming attractions calendar on the blog. That's going to do it for coming attractions. Let's move on to Annie Up.
Welcome back to another segment of Annie Up. I'm Matt, and with me is my non-gambling partner, Darren.
Yeah, this weekend we went to the casino club.
Yep.
And never actually placed a bet.
We went upstairs to the nightclub, yeah, and didn't once go downstairs.
We tried, but Pitbull kept pulling me in.
Yeah, you can't leave that dance floor. Pitbull's flying. I'm more a sucker for NSYNC.
Yeah, you find it hard to say bye.
I just couldn't leave. That's fucking rocking.
I don't even know. Why is another one of that song?
I don't know. Oh, that...
Girly Pop?
Yeah.
What was it famous for? I don't know
why we're talking about it.
We're only
enforcing Mark and Brian's assumption that we love them. You've always been a Joey Fatone fan. Mark was right with
who
that.
Who is better, Backstreet Boys? I'm joking.
Let's have a debate about that.
Today's tip.
Okay, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about planning your daily bankroll. Now, today's tip may not appeal to everyone, but it's something Daz and I live by. Today, we're going to be discussing splitting your bankroll and playing together.
Whenever Matt and I gamble, we always buy in for the same amount and share the wins or losses evenly, regardless of who actually did the winning and losing.
Yeah, the couple that play together, stay together.
Sharing is caring.
This is second nature to us, and we've been friends for a really long time and have learned all the games together. Because we don't believe in luck and superstition at all, and we only base our decisions solely on what is best, the best bet, there's never been a disagreement for us on what one of us did at the tables.
Even a game like poker, which is not necessarily has a set way to play, we still don't disagree with each other because we always see the other reasoning for doing that. Oh.
Yeah, that's all twisted. Twisted like your little cock.
Even in a game like poker, which does not necessarily have a set way to play, we still don't disagree with each other because we always see why the other person did a certain thing.
And in a game like roulette or the money wheel, which are completely random, it makes no difference what one of us bet on. There is no skill involved anyway, and it's just the size of the bet we need to agree on beforehand.
Which we just nod at each other.
Which is somehow, like, we've got like a sixth sense now. We can go to a table, we don't even say anything, you sort of know instinctively what the other guy will allow you to bet. We've done it a long time.
We have a certain maximum bet that you may bet.
But you don't even know what it is until that night. It's just like it's a...
Depending on how much is in front of you now.
We just know.
With games such as blackjack and video poker, we both know the other guy will make the right decision and trust each other no matter what.
We even share wins and losses in the rare occasion that we don't play together. I've played poker at our local casino many times over the years, and Daz has actually bought half my action without even being there.
That's a real gambler.
Yeah, what a gambler. Now we know trust is a huge part of this, but in our opinion, if you really can't trust your friends, you're really not friends anyway.
We've got a guy at work who I know pretty well. He's going to Vegas in He's going to Vegas in June.
For the World Series.
He's not doing that that tournament, but he's playing other tournaments. He asked me if I wanted to buy in. I told Matt. Matt's never met the guy.
I'm buying 10% of action. I've never met this little turd. I'm buying a percentage of his buy-in.
So wicked. Yeah, we look for any reason to gamble.
Yeah, we don't really need to trust each other. We'll throw money at any racehorse.
The two reasons we do this is we need a decent bankroll. It technically doubles your bankroll.
Yep.
And secondly, and more importantly, it means we both experience Vegas in the same way.
Like, what we mean by that, it fucking sucks in our opinion. If you lose your cash and then watch your friend win while you're just standing there pissed off, like, you get angry and you're angry you lost and your friend feels really guilty that he won and you didn't.
If you walked out the cash, like, waving your money.
Stop saying cash! Casino!
If you walked out the casino waving your money and I had lost,
I would throw it at you. Like,
I would attack you on the street.
Bitch slap you with it, like it's the 30s.
Look what I won. Like, you didn't do anything to win that. You just started a square that was different than mine. Like, technically, you didn't do any skill that I couldn't do.
In our opinion, I think it's a better way to play it. It really enhances everything you do. It's at the end of the night, you feel so much better together. Like, you walk out, you're either both depressed because you both lost.
Yeah.
Or you both walk out in the same sort of fun. It's just a better way to play it, personally.
Yeah.
But it does take a lot of trust.
It sound like love.
And it does. You know what I'm saying out loud now? I realise how odd it sounds.
Like, we just always flip money. That's all we say. We never got into detail.
No, I've never really thought about it consciously, but God, I love you.
Some people don't even split money to their wives. Like,
no. We've got a friend who hides all his income from his wife. Well, not all of it, but a high proportion of it, to also gamble with.
He's a good guy. Now, this is really applicable for a couple, as you were basically sharing the bankroll anyway. So if you're going with your wife, obviously, if you do share money, it makes no difference. Technically, it's both your money. But for a friend, it's awesome. It means you must have a sound knowledge of the games, trust each other to make the right decisions. But if you follow this idea, it will really enhance your gambling experience.
If you wish to contact us with a gambling question, have a gaming story you wish to share, or have any feedback, you can find us on Twitter at 360AnnieUp or drop us an email at 360AnnieUp@gmail.com.
Cass, Cass, Cass.
I've just learned so much about our boys in this week's segment of Annie Up that it was really just confirming what I already knew. Brian. Don't know about those boys. Funny that they had to tell this story before they realized how incredibly gay it sounded.
Well, they opened up with NSYNC.
Right.
Dancing the Pitbull. And Pitbull's okay, but, you know.
Together. You know, the two of them were at a club. Together, they were dancing together.
And they were so caught up in dancing together that they didn't make it down to the casino. Although I do appreciate the pooling of the funds, and I would agree that it certainly takes a ton of trust and a long, rich history of friendship to be able to successfully do something like that.
Many a shots in the mouth.
Yeah. I'll hit you right in the back of the throat there. Anyway, we want to, as always, thank Matt and Darren. We appreciate their contribution every week.
Absolutely. Welcome to the bonus round. This is a chance for us to bring you some additional content not a part of the usual show. Just like a bonus round in a slot machine, these will be sporadic and you'll never know when we're going to have them. Today, we're going to share with you our first 360 Vegas review of Tender at Luxor.
Tender Steakhouse is a great spot for a glass of wine with friends. You step off the casino floor, you're right in the bar and lounge, and you're able to sit in one of the many comfy leather chairs while still enjoying the action of what's going on in the casino.
The restaurant, which is located through the lounge and hence away from the noise of the casino, offers an intimate and relaxing atmosphere. The lighting is dimmed down and the warm cherry and mahogany furniture play well against the leather and wood paneled walls.
Karen and I had the opportunity to try out Tender at Luxor in the spring of 2012, and here were our thoughts.
Are we doing the wine and cheese separate?
No, it's a whole experience.
Holy shit, dude, listen to you.
Jesus. Now,
okay, hold on.
Well, we have to explain.
Hold on. We need to take you back in time. We've given you the trip report, but now we need to tell you where we're at in the trip. This is after 2 hours of sleep
at that point, it was probably close to 30 hours.
No.
Yeah.
No. You've had your nap by now, haven't you?
Right.
He did, but he was up for
36 hours.
I know.
And then
we were up for another six, because remember we went to the bar afterwards. So we were up for a while after this.
No.
This is 10 hours.
Mark had his 36 hours, then crashed for two.
For two.
And then you've got him up and he was grumpy as all sin.
And that's where this is. So we're at Tender.
Oh, shit. Well, I can remember how many. You were up a long fucking time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So at this point, I had been woken up from my 2.5 hour nap after staying up for 36. So
and
at this
he
point,
was a bitch
yeah, at this
to get
point,
out of bed.
We're pushing 40 hours with 2 hours sleep. I was fucking exhausted.
And he had a full tummy.
And I did. Well, no, not.
Well, yeah, we just got done eating.
Well, yeah, at this point, yeah, you're right.
That's so cute. He had a full tummy.
So, I had eaten. I don't know if I was drunk. I mean, I was pretty buzzed going.
You were.
I think between, you know, even if you weren't drunk, the lack of sleep
and the small
amounts of alcohol, even if you had at that point, you were just so fucking tired. You could hear it.
This is going to be absolutely epic. Whether I'm drunk or just exhausted, just epic in general. So let's pick up. Hold on.
All right, so we just finished dinner at Tender Steak and Seafood at Luxor.
Yep.
Started off with the wine and cheese sampling.
Yes.
What'd you think of that?
Oh, that was fun. I loved it.
I couldn't agree with you more. I thought that...
Every word is dry. I couldn't agree with you more.
That's what I mean. You don't know if I'm hammered. I'm just exhausted.
Oh my God.
But you can feel the effort that's required to do all of it.
It's too fucking hard. Finish your own damn sentence.
I couldn't agree with you
well,
more.
And the funny thing was that I don't think people realize in and of itself the fact that, you know, we talked about like the wine and cheese tasting in the bar at the lounge. The fact that you like the cheese tasting, I was shocked.
Well, you do say that here in a second.
Okay, I'm jumping ahead. Sorry.
Right, here you go.
It was really, really fun. It was really interesting. Very reasonable price for just that it's...
I'm just trailing off.
I got no idea what you're doing.
Look, we're talking about cheese and stuff and what?
Crackers and biscuits and shit.
Where am I?
So, guy was tired.
It was a really fun experience.
And I was so excited because you actually ate all the cheeses and tried them, which is a new thing for
I
you.
I felt
and,
fancy. I'm like, I'm all grown up. Look at me.
Something you'll do with me. Right. Yay.
It was a lot of fun. I highly recommend...
Highly recommend.
You know what you sound like when Homer sends that letter back to Marge in the early Simpsons? Like, they got these large beers here, $5, get out of here.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow, this is wicked.
To people.
It's literally for four different wines, or then they're 2 ounce pours of wine. Or four different cheeses, it's $15 a piece. So,
yeah,
we know it's
very
a great
good
little
price.
Yeah.
You're getting worse. Fuck.
I'm exhausted. I have a full tummy, as Karen pointed out. I am exhausted. And now I'm being forced to.
Oh, no. No. Nobody was forcing you to do this but yourself. Hold on one second. Before I start saying, she forced me to record this. No, this was your idea that we sit down and record this right after we were done.
Because we need to capture the experience in the moment.
Oh,
Karen.
Obviously we captured it. That's why we haven't gotten through more than like a second of this without
laughing.
I'll
tell you what, the people who write and hate my laugh are going to fucking hate these goddamn reviews.
Well, maybe we should just put a warning on there. If you don't like to laugh, you just don't even want to listen to this.
I know, right? Just skip this.
Awesome.
Yeah, 5 to 7. Highly recommend it. Lots and lots
and
of fun.
And great atmosphere, too. The chairs were really comfy.
Oh, those You're chairs were amazing.
Sexual one? What are you doing with it? They're so supple and smothery.
He was close to falling asleep. That's why they were so amazing.
I sound like one of those guys that when Harrison Ford was on Conan and he was fucking stoned and he's like,
that's exactly what it is.
Oh my God,
and
it
he's
is.
Like feeling it up like, oh my God, these are the most comfortable chairs I've ever been in.
That is what you sound like.
You ever just rub the leather? Oh,
they're
yeah.
Amazing.
Can you guys feel this? You just see, you just see me bothering the people around us. Do your chairs feel like this too? That's amazing. Does anyone, would anyone mind if I just started touching myself? Would that be inappropriate at all here?
I'm surprised you would have asked at that point. I thought you would have just pulled it up and like, I'm so happy.
I just start humping the chair. Mark, no, no.
Get out the squirt bottles. Jesus. You're looking out over the casino. I mean, it was
super
cool.
The kind of fucking leather chairs that you just sink into and you're like, oh, I'm just going to stay here.
They were cushy. We were bouncing on them a little bit.
Right.
We were bouncing on them a little bit.
We had sex.
Let's be honest. Just lay it out.
On the open lounge in the middle of lecture. Yeah, we were bouncing up and down. Yeah. Cushions. It's fine.
I moaned. She got wet. We had sex right there.
He just went over and sat on his lap. I had a skirt
on.
Wearing, nobody
she's
noticed.
A skirt. She was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let him kick us out.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
And we went into dinner. We got the filet and surf and turf thing.
Well, yeah, so we got the surf and turf special as the entree.
You like that?
Surf and turf thing. You couldn't even figure out what it was.
It's the fancy term.
It was like
term.
A cow and some fish and shit.
It's the fancy term for it.
Right, which was an 8-ounce filet and 4 shrimps.
Yes.
But we also got...
Shrimps. That just sounds weird shrimps. That's the plural.
I don't know if it is or not.
I don't know. I like it, though.
I go back to the birdcage and say, wait, you forgot the shrimps.
Nice fucking callback.
You know, the one thing, though, is that we keep using the phrase callback, and I don't think it's accurate. I think it's a pull, is what it is. You're pulling it from another source. You brought the humor from somewhere else into this, and we just keep calling it a callback.
You know what?
Like, we didn't say it.
You know what's funny is I haven't heard this audio since we did it, and when I said shrimps, the first thing that popped in my head was from the birdcage. I'm like, wait, you forgot your shrimps.
Which is why I tried to stop you, because I'm like, no, you're going to say it.
But then we also got the Yukon mashed potatoes.
Which was a huge waste of...
It was, because I like,
we're just full. And it's
you can't even talk.
Oh, fuck, this is gold.
Brilliant. A whole lot. I got the entree of a sampling of meat.
It's not an entree, it's an appetizer.
Appetizer, thank you, Aaron.
Yeah, and you had some exotic stuff. You had, like, antelope and... duck, ham, and I don't know what else was on there. We'll have to look it up and talk about it later. But
I think I've clearly demonstrated on this show I'm a huge fan of meat.
it's so funny because I'm listening to you and I'm listening to me. I'm like, okay, either he is so trashed that I'm sober or he is so tired and I'm just like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Did you not realize at the time he was that fucking smashed?
I don't think he was smashed.
Exhaustion.
Honest to God, I think he was so tired.
I really
do. Because he didn't
have... Did you realize that at the time, or could you not
really
see
it? Oh, I knew
it.
I knew it. I actually say all the time, one of the things I really like about the end of a Vegas trip is that I've kind of pushed my body to its absolute limits, and I'm
fucking exhausted.
You always
sound worse and worse, yeah.
Oh, I'm just...
This is day one, though.
This is day one. I know. And I don't think I realized, because I'd been with you for several hours, and I woke you up and you were grumpy and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I think I realized it after the fact, because like I said, you didn't remember how we got down to Luxor. So, you just had to be just wrecked, just so tired and wrecked.
Yeah.
Although, we did figure out that you were hammered before your nap, so you were probably still drunk at this
point,
too.
Right, well, of course, and then, of course, I drank while we were there, so I had to refresh.
But you'd switched over to beer, because you were doing, like, rum drinks and a few other things
was
earlier
really?
In the day. Yeah, because we went to, you were.
You don't remember how you got to Luxor? That's a hike from Bally's.
Well, No, we caught a cab.
We took a cab. That's why I couldn't remember. I'm like, wait a minute, how the fuck did we get to Luxor?
I'm like, we took a cab. He's like, we did?
And the more I think about it, like I say this all the time, like I'll say that I black out, and a lot of times what it is the details are so insignificant that I just think
now,
that
you're
I don't
getting old
them.
And you forget.
No, but then you'll tell me, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, I remember that. Because I remember we had a conversation, like, are you going to pay him? Are you going to? Okay, all right, well, I'll get it. And then I remember we had the conversation as we were out of the cab and walking. I'm like, you realize you and I haven't walked through these doors since the first time we were ever in Vegas.
Aw, he reminisced.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, because you normally come through Excalibur, so you very rarely walk in the front entrance.
Right.
Oh, I thought you meant you hadn't been to Luxor since you first got.
No. We had, but we hadn't walked through the main entrance.
Yeah, literally, the last time we had done that was when... The cab dropped us off the first time we ever walked into any Vegas resort ever.
Well, the first time that you had walked into any Vegas resort,
right.
I had been there before.
That's right.
So.
Okay. All right, let's continue.
Crazy horse.
Yes. All variations.
All of a sudden, Matt and Dad's just went,
yes. Matt is all of a sudden at full attention.
I knew it.
It was served with Parmesan-crusted crackers. Once again, highly recommend. Very tasty.
Aside from the copa, I don't remember what meat the copa was made out of, but that was your favorite. And then aside from that, I think your favorite were the little mini pickles.
Mini pickles are very good. Mini sweet pickles are very awesome.
It reminds me of Little Dicks.
My childhood. My mind really was captured by those little pickles, man.
Oh, he just kept eating them the whole time. The funny thing that I'm noticing here is you don't even remember what you had to eat, and I had to keep reminding you because you're like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
That was just, you know, that was like a garnish adment to it. But the funny thing about that, though, is that I wasn't just like they were little bite-sized ones, and I wouldn't just throw them in my mouth like, little bite.
Yeah, he'd bite them in half and eat them.
My little gourmet mini pickles.
And then I also got the...
I do want to say that I didn't think that the meats, other than the one that I really enjoyed, the little spicy one, I didn't think that they were very particular. Like, they weren't flavorful, like flavor explosion in your mouth.
Well...
But they were...
Oh, that's we all know, easy. Mark, it has to explode in your mouth. That's right. Otherwise, you just don't like it.
I'm just disappointed. It just doesn't matter. Did you try any of the meats?
Yeah.
Yeah, now
I tried 3 out of 5.
Do you agree that they weren't? I mean, I liked all of them, but only like that copa and maybe one other was like the second you.
Well, but
ate
I think
it,
you were looking really for good. More of a spiced meat versus like the one that was a smoked ham. I mean, it's ham. It only has a certain, and it had a different flavor because I think the ham was the duck ham.
See, I still think that it might have been that my taste buds were just fucked.
That's entirely possible.
Yeah. Just from all the abuse I'd been doing to myself. And before that, we had...
All the cheeses.
No, well, not just all the cheese. Well, I guess that could be. I mean, the flavor kind of...
The only thing we'd eaten before that was at...
Serendipity 3.
No, that wasn't that day. No, that was the place at the Mirage, the blues place. BB King's.
Well, which I had fucking buffalo chicken fingers, which would have completely wiped my palate out.
Yeah, but
out.
That was like 5 or 6 hours before.
It's buffalo sauce. It destroys your palate for like fucking 12 hours.
Whatever.
You did catch up that male hooker, though, on the way.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That definitely corrupts the palate.
And that's why I was disappointed. I'm like, I just had an explosion in my mouth. This is not equaling it. This is so disappointing. Oh, let's get back to my disappointment.
You also like very flavorful food. I mean, you
things
to be spicy and...
Exactly. Yeah, but what I mean when I say that I recommend it is that it was good. It was definitely... It's something I'm like... It's a very unique appetizer, and I would recommend
to share
it
among 3 or 4
people. Oh, sure,
absolutely,
yeah.
And then the other thing I got was their special heirloom tomato buffalo mozzarella salad, which was just killer. But it, again, was huge. You could have shared that between 3 people, but it was really good. The tomatoes were so fresh and so sweet, and the mozzarella was just awesome.
What did you think of the steak?
I love, first of all, when you forgot that I had anything else to eat, you were so fixated on your meat tray.
Right.
And then you're like, what did you think of it? You couldn't even talk.
I could talk. I just wanted to get to the end of that sentence as fast as possible.
There's no consonants in what you're saying. It's just all vowels. It's like, oh,
yeah. So you sound like an Aussie now.
Bitch. We shared the filet.
What did he say?
We did. We shared the filet and the shrimp. You know, it was good. They cooked it perfectly.
So good.
We both like medium well, which is fortunate, which allows us to share. And a lot of times that's difficult to do on a filet. They'll try to ask to butterfly it, and they didn't on this one. And it was perfect. It wasn't burnt on the outside. It was still very juicy. I got a side of béarnaise to eat with it. I'll be honest. The steak itself wasn't as seasoned as some others that we've had, but again, it was cooked perfectly. It was very tender,
very tasty, juicy. It was good. It was very good.
It was.
I liked it. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the shrimp had a lot of flavor.
That's probably the most or the least seasoned, most flavorful shrimp I've ever had.
Oh, it was very seasoned.
Yeah.
I love how right from the back. No, you're a fucking idiot. Shut up.
No, it was very seasoned. There was a shitload of seasoning on that deer.
Did you think
there was a lot of salt and stuff on there.
All right, well, I just didn't think it was overt.
No, but I thought it might have been just a tad bit overcooked. I thought they were a little bit dry, but I will say...
And I thought they were kind of juicy. Just, you know, being a novice when it comes to quality food like that, I thought it was kind of juicy.
How did we go from me going, oh, it was a little dry, a little overcooked? I thought it was juicy.
Well, I disagreed with
Jesus
you.
I'm allowed to
I thought it was the wettest steak I've ever had.
I like how I made a statement as I thought they were juicy, and then I went to expound on it, and it was nothing more than I thought they were really juicy.
It was good the first time.
I don't think you can argue with that kind of support.
Well, and the tricky thing with shrimp is that it can go from perfectly cooked to overcooked in like a split second. So I think that they were just a little bit. I mean, they were still tasty and they were edible, and it wasn't like they were bad or anything.
Agreeable sounds. Yeah, that'll do.
I don't know if that was agreeable. I think I was like, I don't get it. Whatever.
I don't even understand where you are.
I'm still here in the conversation.
Service goes, the wait staff is phenomenal.
Oh, it was amazing.
I got head also.
I was just going to say that.
They were there just enough. They were funny. They weren't there too much. They didn't hover, with one exception right. of the photog who was running around the restaurant, which at first we thought, oh, sure, this will be fun. Get a photo. And then she quickly
started posing us like we were at fucking glamour shots and shit.
That was a good callback, actually.
It was incredibly. First of all, one of the things we try to do on this show is be as realistic as we are to be people.
Listen.
Versus the animals that we are typically. We're not normally people, but on the show we're trying to be people.
No. To our listeners, don't think that I don't know that I do this shit on the show all the fucking time where what it is stereotypical ADD. This is me already thinking to the next sentence that I really want to say. However, I'm halfway through this sentence and I have to figure out the fastest way to just close it off so I can say what I really want
to
say.
Yeah. Welcome to my world, everybody.
It can be people. Anyway.
I don't care. It doesn't make any sense. I'm just going to throw something out here so I can keep going.
Right. Let's see if the next sentence is worth it.
And the shit she's making us do, like, cock your head this way, put your arm this way. I'm like, I would never fucking do this ever.
The funny thing was that she took two individual pictures of, like, one of you and one of me. That she's like, oh, here's one for you. Oh, my God. They were the worst pictures ever.
I fucking hated
it.
Like,
and then a couple of the poses that she did, I'm like... Because we've been posed before for pictures that ended up looking really good. These are looking at going, there's no way in hell we would ever,
It was...
That was my Stallone impersonation.
And I mean, it was uncomfortable enough that my neuroses
of course, it doesn't matter.
A big word for
me. Doesn't matter
that.
How exhausted or drunk I am. I always have to try and show off that I'm almost a wordsmith and almost stupid.
Something something ethereal.
Yeah, you were ready to bolt.
Oh, I was getting there. I got to the point. It's like phenomenal meal, phenomenal wait staff. My anxieties went fucking haywire after she took the pictures and I knew she was coming back because I'd seen her in another one. I was like, we gotta go.
She was harassing the couple next to us, so I think you were anticipating
the disaster that was gonna be. Yeah.
And who saved you?
Well, of course you.
I did. I shut her down real quick and said, yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, it was one of those things. It's like, just keep my credit card. I have to go. I cannot be around you. You're driving me insane.
Which I would never let that happen. No.
But yes, my phobias overwhelmed me. It was that uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That my anxieties are.
But don't let the photog scare you off of the restaurant.
Oh no no no!
Honestly, and the prices were good for a steakhouse
very
in Vegas.
Reasonable, yes, and it's such
a good. It was
good. Meal.
It was really good.
What did you say?
I don't know.
He went to say delicious, then just went, he bailed on it after the DEL. He's like, that's enough syllables, fuck that.
I'm exhausted, fuck you.
You get the point.
Right.
Yeah. It was very good.
I would totally go back.
Absolutely. Well done.
Well done. There you go. You end everything that way.
Well, I start everything off,
well
too.
Well done.
Okay, so we're... I would recommend to anybody... Now, I see...
As a person, I don't know where the fuck I'm going.
As a person.
You are a person. Thank you for that.
As a human on this planet. I have anxieties when it comes to situations where I'm at constant battle with myself where I was raised to be polite, and at the same time, it's my personality to just immediately cut to the chase, you know, and
you hate small talk.
And
when people try to be funny and they're obviously not funny, you just get... You get aggravated, but you're too nice to say anything about it, so it just makes it worse.
And then I get stuck.
Oh, he says it to me, I can assure you.
No. Oh, no, he does, but he has to know you.
Yes, but those are the people that I actually... You're the people in my inner circle when I can actually fucking say to you, you know, go fuck yourself, or just cut you right off by going, I don't want to hear anything else that you have to say.
That's when you know he likes you.
Right.
It's friendship.
When he says, shut the fuck up, then you're like, okay, we're friends.
Right, yeah. Otherwise, if I'm grinning and bearing it, I wanna kill myself. But I would recommend to people who, the second she comes around, just no, we're not interested, no thank you. Because it was just so incredibly uncomfortable.
Well, and it was, the posing was bad, but then when we were sitting there while we were eating, she came back, like I said, to the couple next to us that apparently, well, she's like, oh, they just got engaged. Well, no, after hearing them talk, they got engaged like the week before and then came out to Vegas. So she's making this huge deal out of it. But she was just like hard selling them awful, and it was just painful to listen to.
Yeah.
She charged, do you know, for the photos?
I don't know. I was about to run, Matt.
We didn't ask because they were, honestly, they were so bad. This was, Mark's not kidding. It was like a glamour shot gone wrong.
Well, you know what? I don't even think it's fair to call it glamour shots, because glamour shots at least look like something. This looked like every fucking shitty yearbook photo you ever had, where they just prop you up, cock your head. There you go. Oh, no, a little bit to the left. All right, and snap, go. Get out of here.
And it wasn't
because you were probably drooling, though. You're so fucking wasted. Karen probably looked beautiful, and you're just drooling down her
breast. God, I hate to say it. No, my picture does look good. I'm going, oh, those are awkward. No, we're not getting those.
It was
just
so bad.
It
was also, you know what also it reminded me of is that people who have got more than one kid, when they get them into pictures and are like, okay, so you put your hand on the shoulder here and then tilt your head to the left.
And make it look like you like them.
Oh, it was just terrible. It was so, I'm like, I fucked this lady. I'm not comfortable with the way that you're positioning me.
Yeah.
Actually, I wish I would have said that.
That would have been funnier.
Yeah. And go away.
Yeah.
She's working me under, the sable lady. Get out of here.
You would have
helped. Fuck off. You
look, if you really want to earn the money that you're trying to sell these photos, get your ass under the table and start sucking.
That's right. She's tired.
I've been putting up with his ass all day. I really don't feel like doing this right now.
All in all, I did have a great time with that. I think that is what I would do the next time if we decided to eat at the steakhouse. I mean, we're definitely going to go to the lounge again.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to... Well, and Matt is already, like, on board with, hey, let's go do the wine and cheese tasting
absolutely.
Thing. He and I are going to have a blast with that.
Yeah, absolutely. But if we decide that we're going to go to the steakhouse again, if that person is still working there in Luxor, I highly encourage you to fucking end that bullshit. But if they are, I'll just make sure the second... No, thank you. Move along. And this is where I start to get fucking rude to people, is when... This is why I try not to even answer my door. No shit, Matt. Why I won't even answer my door, because I get fucking belligerent after I'm polite to you. Like, you know, they'll do the little spiel or whatever, and you're like, no, thank you. I'm not interested. Oh, we got him. Like, I said no, thank you. I'm like, well, but we got this. I'm like, listen, you little motherfucker. Get off of my goddamn...
I just stick the watchtower up your ass. Get out.
Like, I've been patient, and now you're just fucking irritating. Now you're wasting my fucking time, all right? I understand you chose to do this, to come around and bother people during their free time, but don't fucking... You're intruding on me.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Fuck that. They did it at Mon Ami Gabi when me and Laura were there as well.
Did they really?
It was awful.
Oh, the photogs? Yeah.
They hit us up pretty hard.
Lesson learned. All right, well, let's go over some actual details that might actually help someone.
Some useful information instead of our drunken blabbering.
Exactly.
Okay, now, obviously the location, it's inside the Luxor Hotel, adjacent to the walkway to Mandalay Bay, or opposite LAX nightclub.
I don't know if it's because I was exhausted, but I really felt like this was completely... Like, you really went somewhere else when
you
went into this place.
Well, you have to remember when we went there, what was the bar that had been in the
middle? Oh, that's right. Liquidity was under...
Liquidity was under construction, so you couldn't see across the casino floor.
Okay.
So that's why it felt like you were walking all the way around, because you couldn't see LAX.
You had no reference point.
Yeah, right, you couldn't see everything right there.
All right, so I guess we didn't have the true experience of it, but I thought it was awesome.
But the walkway was right there, because I remember once we walked out, we like literally sat down right outside, and then the walkway to go back to Mandalay was right there.
It felt very much, very intimate. It felt very chic, I mean, I'm going to even say it goes as far as called chic. I thought it was pretty sweet.
That's because you're not used to going to fancy places.
Sizzler looks good to you. All you can eat dessert? Wow.
That's all you can eat food.
But I mean, the lounge was really, really charming. I loved that the steakhouse was inside of it because it further felt like it was very, you know, it almost felt like a little Vegas VIP is what it kind of felt like. I thought it was sharp.
It was very much like an old school steakhouse kind of feel with the wood paneling and all the leather booths. And it was kind of a separate room, mm-hmm. which, yeah, it was really cool. It was very comfy.
Well, and to further reinforce how good that wait staff was, is I really felt like you were kind of a fucking VIP with them, because they come out and they were like talking to you. They weren't selling you bullshit. You know, I really felt that they were, because if I remember, the cook came out at one point.
The chef?
I bet he didn't. I bet it was a guy with a big hat on.
I don't, well, no, the manager walked through. So we had our waiter.
My
we
hallucinations.
Had, yeah, well, there was that. We had the waiter. We had the guy that was assisting the waiter.
Santa at one point.
Yes, he brought out his little red bag and gave you a candy cane.
There was somebody other than the
manager did come out and talk to us. So he had a black suit on. That's why I remember. But yeah, so our waiter, and then there was an assistant waiter that was helping him clear the tables.
Yeah, okay.
And then the manager did come out and talk to us.
Like I said, I don't know if it was the pure exhaustion or if it was the mood or just the way that they
acted.
They were really good. Cool.
They were very, because you know, a lot of times, especially if you go to some of the higher end restaurants, the staff can be very uppity.
Yes. Yeah.
And these guys weren't. They were very down to earth, but they were knowledgeable. They knew the menu. You know, we asked to share a couple things and do it, and they were like, "Yeah, sure, no problem." They were very flexible about the whole thing. They were very accommodating.
Yeah.
Sometimes in those nicer restaurants, they're a bit funny. Like you have to order what's on the menu. You can't split meals, or they really can be funny about it.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I do want to go so far as it kind of felt like what you hear people say old Vegas felt like, where they knew you. And it was kind of like, I felt like you were almost in an exclusive club. Just the way they talked to you, it's almost like they knew us. And I just thought it was really, really cool. I really, really enjoyed the wait staff there.
I think we've covered that, but yes.
Fuck you, woman.
Moving on. The operating hours of the restaurant are daily from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. And the bar is open daily from 4:30 to 12. Tender does not feature a signature drink as such, but is renowned for its extensive wine list, winning the National Wine Spectator Award for the last 3 years. The wine list is over 200 bottles to choose from, imported from all over the world, some available in half and full bottles.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
See, I'm not a wine guy, so I had no fucking idea. Well, I was just impressed by that.
It was a little more limited at the lounge because that was where they were doing the tastings.
Okay.
So I think you only had maybe 8 to 10 whites, 8 to 10 reds to pick from to do the tasting. But then, yeah, once we went to sit down, the thing was I knew what wine I wanted from the tasting menu.
Oh, that's right.
So we did have the big, gigantic wine list, but I didn't even bother to look at it because I want the Louis Martin and bring that out.
Okay.
It's good.
What was the price of your bottle? What did you pay for that?
I didn't get a bottle. I got a glass. I ended up with two glasses during dinner, and I'll be honest, I don't remember. Probably the $12. No, it was more than that.
I think, looking at what I've got here, wine by the glass is generally $12. Beer is $7, and wine by the bottle ranging from $35 up to an epic $500. The food menu at Tender. Like the wine tasting, the Tender does not feature a specialty dish of sorts, but is well known for its steak range. The average appetizer cost is $14. Soup and salads are $9. An average main will set you back $40. An average side, $9. And desserts are about $9 as well.
Do you ever eat dessert when you go to fancy places? If it isn't part of a price fix?
No, not if it's not part of a price fix.
What about you, Matt?
Yeah, I'm a lummox. I eat a shitload.
A lummox. 6'5". He could add a few extra calories on there. 6'3", whatever the hell he is. 5'4", you can't do that so much.
When I'm in Vegas, I eat like a pig.
Oh, no, disgusting. We eat, but we just never get to dessert. We're usually fucking packed by then.
If it's ice cream, I can find a spot. That's my rule.
We gotta take him to Wicked Spoon. He'll be fucked with those gelatos.
Oh, yeah.
You should have seen the size of the fucking sundae I had at, Planet Dailies. It was huge. And he said usually four people share it, and I finished it myself.
Oh, my God!
The guy couldn't. Monster. We must have had three buckets of beer between me and Darren, a steak dinner, and then this thing came out, and he goes, "There you go, take that." And I finished the whole fucking thing.
Jesus Christ. So not only were you had the alcohol as the depressant, but then you had the sugar rush from the ice cream to keep you going, huh?
That works.
I was quite chipper that day.
I bet you crashed early, though.
That's the day I did my 31 hours.
Jesus Christ.
No
I was just popped up on sugar, bouncing around the strip. So did you guys reserve ahead for your table?
We did, yeah. It was one of the things that I knew when I was exhausted that this wasn't something that we wanted to miss out on. I mean, not only did we have reservations for it, we had them because we really wanted them. And when we got there, we actually made an adjustment because I didn't think that we would actually be in the lounge as long as we were. And they were fine with it. It's like once you got there, they were like, no, just let us know when you're ready.
Yeah, Mark, I think originally you thought, I think our reservation was at like 6:30. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, the happy hour, we weren't planning on getting there until 6. You're like, yeah, we're going to have some cheeses and go in. I'm like, I can't eat like wine and cheese and then go half an hour later, go in to eat dinner. It's not going to happen.
Right. But they were really accommodating.
Yeah, they were. They were good.
What was the total of your bill? Do you remember what it came to for the meal?
Yeah. It's got to be 130 at least.
Well, that doesn't seem bad, though. It's a high-end steakhouse, good food, good wine. That doesn't seem too bad.
But you have to remember, we only had one entree between the two of us because we shared it.
But I mean,
more than 130.
You think it was more than that with just one steak?
So it was one entree, appetizer? Two appetizers, a side, and let's say two glasses of wine for me. And
maybe the wine
and
stuff.
You had a beer or two back at
I'm telling you, I don't think it was any more than 100 and something. Whatever it was.
Well, it was 100 and something, but that's a big range.
When I say 100 and something, I'm thinking give or take $20-$30.
That's
what it is. Shut up. We're moving on.
I can go look it up right now, motherfucker, if you want to give me two fucking seconds.
No, I don't want to give you two fucking seconds.
Well, I would have known this is what we were doing.
Oh, really?
I could have looked it up before.
Well, maybe if you read the script, Karen. Like,
you know what? Fuck you, Matt. He gave this to me literally as I'm walking up the stairs. He emailed it to me.
I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it either.
He didn't give it. Fuck you both. Seriously. Done with this shit with both of you.
I write this stuff a month ahead and you just fuck around with it? Jesus.
You don't send it to me, do you? You send it to Mark. And you know that he's in his own little world doing whatever he thinks of it. Doesn't bother to think about how this is going to impact anybody else.
Because I'm up in here running a 360 Vegas empire.
Well, don't give me shit if you don't share with me.
I'm about to share something with you.
Yeah, I'll share it right back at you. Yes.
How are you going to share my cock with me? I don't know how that's going to work.
It bends.
It'll be a way. You're flexible.
It may not work if it bends.
Bend, you bitch. Okay, the happy hours they cover. Daily from 5 to 7, which is the cheese tasting that you guys partaked in.
Yep.
It's $8 for two cheese tastings and wine tastings, or four wine and four cheeses for $15.
So, and that's, just so you know, that's, like, if you order two wine, it's $8. If you order two cheese, it's $8. So it's not like for $8, you get two and two.
Ah, it doesn't read that way on the menu.
No, it isn't. So you get your choice of four, and you can either choose four wines or four cheese,
so
and that's
really
15.
Two and two for 16.
Yes.
Yeah, really, it's 16 then, because most people are going to get two and two.
Right.
Right. But that's I got four and
that
four.
That is deceptive. I don't like that.
On the menu, it reads that it reads really like you're getting two wines, two cheeses.
I enjoyed it too much that I won't. I'm not really going to bitch.
Well,
it wasn't.
If you think about it, so the wines are 4 2-ounce tastings, right? So that's 8 ounces, which is a typical glass of wine.
You're talking a metric man over here. I don't even know what an ounce is.
It's not a lot.
Well, tough figure.
A typical pour is 8 ounces, which is about. Which is
we're
about
not conforming
a
to you, fucking Aussie.
It's because the rest of the world is on the metric system. Why the fuck should we be on?
We're America. Stupid and proud.
So I don't know if you know what a stubborn. I don't know if you know what a cup is.
Yeah, I do know what a cup is.
Okay, well, not like a jock cup.
That's what,
like,
I put my nuts in.
Where I rest them gently.
So a cup of liquid is typically, like, a measurable cup is 8 ounces. Yeah. And that's typically what a wine pour is.
Okay, let's wrap this up. Vegas might give this a 4 out of 5. What would you guys give it?
I wish you could give it like a half, because I'd give it like 4.5 or something. It was
awesome. I wouldn't put it all the way up there at a 5 out of 5.
Well, because STK is the mark.
STK was better for food. I think the service was better at Tender.
Yeah.
But yeah, STK was definitely better for food. The atmospheres are very different.
I thought they were both awesome, though.
They're very different from each other.
Yeah, very much, very much. But yeah, I would, if since you can't give someone a half, I would have to say 4. But I really wish I could do halves.
Because it's not the best steakhouse that we've ever been to.
Yeah.
It was really good, was and really I would absolutely awesome. Go back.
Absolutely, yes.
But it's not the best I've ever been
agreed,
to.
Agreed.
Holy shit, excellent. He agreed with me.
I agree with you a lot.
Not usually.
Only to shut you up.
Right. So that was our review of Tender at Luxor. As always, we encourage you to go out there and experience these things on your own and develop your own opinion. Food, drink prices, hours of operation, and happy hour deals are all subject to change. So be sure to check with the property for the most up-to-date information. Check out the review section of our blog for a recap, as well as a video or pictures and, well, I guess it's not really exclusive audio.
Yeah, uninterrupted audio without our laughing and giggling.
Exactly, exactly. That's what you get.
So what are your plans for the rest of this weekend, sir? Anything with the rest of your day today?
You know what? It actually looks like it's going to be another nice day out, so I will more than likely continue to work on fun things for the show.
Cool. Yeah. I am actually not going to do anything for the show. I'm going to go out and enjoy the wonderful weather that is the tropical storm we're in the middle of right now.
You enjoy that, sir.
I actually think we're going to go. We saw Brave yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was excellent. And, you know, obviously you know better than most where how big Disney nerd bombers Angela and I are. But
right.
We're going to go see, I think, Abraham Lincoln today. That was a pretty good book. And the movie looks pretty cool, too. So
good to hear.
Yep. As always, if you'd like to take a look at anything we referenced, any of the stories, any of the other information we've got on this week's show, you can go to our blog and check out the notes. That's at 360vegaspodcast.com. There you'll also find links to all of our social media outlets and all kinds of other good stuff. Be sure to check that out. As always, we thank you for downloading the show. We appreciate all your support. It means a whole lot to us. So let's get out of here. Again, thanks for downloading the show. And
we'll see you next week.